We're going to the Dutch elections now. The country could be set to elect its youngest ever prime minister. Liberal D66 party and Geert Wilders Freedom Party look set to both take 26 seats in the election. And journalist Anna Holligan is in The Hague. She joins us now. Anna, these two parties, they're neck and neck at the moment. When do we expect a final result?
Neck and neck and polar opposites. Nothing says deep division really like a result in which two polar opposites, both in terms of personality and key political stances, are neck and neck with almost all the votes counted. So we should get the final result, in fact, confirmed later this week, but all the votes should be counted by the end of the day. Rob Jetten, as you mentioned, if he goes on to get first chance to try to form the next governing coalition here, he could become the youngest ever Prime Minister of the Netherlands, the first openly gay Prime Minister of the Netherlands. And these two politicians we're talking about here, Geert Wilders, leader of the Anti-Islam Freedom Party, and Rob Jetten, leader of the liberal centrist D66. For those of you who aren't familiar with Rob Jetten, he's a young, clean-cut, charismatic leader, a pragmatist who champions inclusiveness and rejects aggressive tribalism, whereas Geert Wilders, veteran leader of the hard-right Freedom Party, built his entire reputation as a maverick, populist, known for his provocative rhetoric against Islam and the EU. And the fact that the vote at the top is split between these two strikingly different leaders reflects how polarised Dutch society has become and how people right across the political spectrum here are craving some form of change, just completely different visions as to what that should look like. And I'm looking out right now across the water, outside the Dutch parliament, over to the Prime Minister's office, and it's still not entirely clear who will be taking his seat in that very glamorous room.
Well, Jetten's party, it looks like they'll take 26 seats. 76 seats are needed for a majority in Parliament. So what do they have to do to form government?
Exactly right. So this is where it gets really exciting. 150 seats in Parliament. If Geert Wilders wins the most seats, then he would be given the first opportunity to try to form a government. But most of the other mainstream party leaders have ruled out working with him because they see many of his policies as unconstitutional, or they just don't trust him because he brought down the last government over migration. So then it would fall to Rob Jetten and D66, and then he would have to convince enough other parties to go into government with him to form a coalition to get those 76 seats. And at the moment, what the pollsters are predicting is that there will be probably a centre-left government here in the Netherlands within a few weeks' time.
Well, you have the Christian Democrats, the centre-right VVD, the Greens Labour Party. Is there much common ground between them all?
Pause while this garbage truck and tram simultaneously cross behind me. Is there much common ground? Yes. I mean, they're not on the extreme. So in that sense, it will be easier to find common ground between these parties. There'll be some wrangling and there'll be some kind of horse trading over who gets which department. And they'll want to obviously have their own interests represented in their key policy areas. But the issues that really shape this election campaign have been around migration, how to deal with overflowing asylum centres. There were riots outside asylum centres earlier this year, but also a massive shortage of housing, 400,000, too few homes in a country of 18 million people. And then something that's kind of bubbling under the surface is a lack of faith and trust in politics to get the job done, because there has been a kind of stagnation over the last few years with a government that was torn in all directions. So a lot of people here are just hoping for simple stability for the time being.
Anna Holligan, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 7:46.